Well, as you know, the results from the last year's elections were not what we believe it is an expression of the people's will. And a government, which we call it a illegitimate government because it was not out of a fair election, is now ruling the country and has a way of solving this political crisis. We proposed that we should be given a chance to rule in the provinces where we got majority of votes as a way of clearing this mess that was done by the Electoral Commission in last year's election. During the meeting between President Afonso Lacama and President Nyusi, it was agreed that that will be a possible solution to the after-election crisis. And the president suggested to the President Lacama that he should submit this bill to the parliament and it will be taken from there. To our surprise, the ruling party in parliament did not even consider discussing this bill. They just voted it out so that there is no discussion going on at this point within the parliament. In our view, what was defeated was not RENAMO. What was defeated was the will of the people. And we are sending back the message to the people of Mozambique, especially those living in the center and the north, northern part of the country, that the ruling party has said no to our proposal to allow the people of center and the north of the country to be ruled by those who were voted for in those provinces.
So are you therefore saying that the gentleman agreement, per what you said, between your leader, Afonso Lacama, and the new president-elect, Nyusi, the government reneged on its part of the agreement?
Yes, because as you remember, our members of parliament have not taken their seats in parliament because of this disagreement. And one of the consequences of this gentleman agreement was that members of parliament from RENAMO, they went to the parliament and took their seat and started exercising their mandate in fulfillment of RENAMO's side of the gentleman agreement. But now, the government side is not fulfilling its part. And President Lacama has given a period of 2 months for FRELIMO to reconsider its position before further measures are taken by RENAMO and by the people, actually.
Now, but Mr. Namburete, if there's a problem with the gentleman's agreement, why not go to the president rather than give an ultimatum and a possibility of threat and violence to undermine the country's stability?
Well, the president has been following everything that is happening in the parliament, and President Lacama had expressed interest in meeting him to discuss this issue. That's why he gave this period of 2 months to see if the two leaders can meet and sort out this issue. Otherwise, we can no longer wait for a solution that apparently or clearly is not going to happen within the parliament. So we are sending back the message to the people who have asked us to go this way and inform the people that FRELIMO has refused to fulfill the agreement that we had. And from there, it will be the people deciding what should happen next.
But some people are saying that it's impossible and that the people are unwilling to go back to war and create instability, especially when there's peace reigning in the country. Somebody's political ambitions should not supersede people's life and property in Mozambique. What is your take on that?
Well, we are not proposing war. People are taking our stand very wrongly. We are not proposing war, but we are saying that we are not going just to cross our hands and wait and just watch things happening. Of course, the ultimate decision will be the people's decision. If the people decide that they don't want a Frelimo government in those provinces where Renamo won, then the people will take that decision. It does not mean that it will be a war, but it can mean that people will take the street, will take up the street, will demonstrate, will do everything at their power within the constitution to demonstrate that they are not happy with the decision that was taken. Now, the government, as usual, will interfere in those in exercising those freedom of demonstration, freedom of assembly, and probably they will attack. That is where a confrontation may start, because the security of Renamo will not just sit and watch. It will have to react. If the government allow people to demonstrate freely, to exercise their rights within the constitution, I don't expect any confrontation at all. We will continue pursuing the peaceful way until we reach a common understanding on this issue. But it is the will of the people that Renamo should rule in the provinces where President Dhlakama has won, because we don't have, even though we have an official result from the Constitutional Court, we don't have a legitimate government, because the people, millions of people have been saying, we did not vote in Frelimo in those provinces. We did not vote in Nyusi. That's why we don't want him to rule us. And in fact, it has been destabilizing his government, because so far he has not been able to hold any rally in those provinces. And I don't think he will be able to do that before this issue is settled.